Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 16th and the 19th of September 2024. Hello there. How are you this week? Are you well? I hope you are. Yes, you're looking good. Looking good. I like that colour on you. Hello, Ree. How are you this week?
I'm good, thank you, Rob. How are you? And most importantly,
yes.
How is Monroe, right. Your dog?
So, my dog, Monroe, okay, he had to have a bit of surgery this week. Nothing serious or anything, but he had to have a few lumps and bumps removed. He had like a bit of a gathering of fat on his shoulder, which looks a lot scarier than it is, but it's quite like a sort of protuberance kind of coming out of his legs. We had to get that kind of taken off, and he had another little sort of moulds and bumps that they wanted to sort of sort him out. So take him to the theatre. Yeah, took him to see a show. he went into theatre. He fortunately was let out the same day, because if he'd been kept in overnight, I would have been a mess. I don't know how like parents do this with actual children. Like, it was devastating. I was so heartbroken because he sort of came in, managed to get him home, and he's sort of just like lying on the sofa, completely zoned out from the anaesthetic, just sort of moaning and whining and all that kind of thing, can barely move, his tongue hanging out slightly because he was just still so zoned out. He's a lot better now the anaesthetic's worn off, and he's got to wear this vest to cover up all his stitches. It's like a baby grow. It's so cute. But he's not happy at all. So he's in a mood with us for putting him through all that hell, even though it's for his own good. They don't even know that, pets, do they?
They don't understand that you can't reason with him. No,
exactly.
But he's on the mend, though.
He's on the mend, so all is well. All is well with my dog, so that's okay. Which is fine, because I couldn't have coached with two terrible exits from my life this week.
Two terrible losses this week? No, definitely not.
Bobby's gone. Bye-bye, Bobby. I'm very sad that Bobby's gone, I have to say.
But do you know what?
What?
I know we're going to get to it all.
We'll get to it.
It was a really good exit, actually.
You liked it? Did you like his exit?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good exit. And by the end of it, I was like, yeah, I think you need to go now. Now you've explained it all. Yeah, probably time for you to go. Even though at the start of the week, I was like, why is he leaving? Why would you go, Bobby?
Yeah.
But yeah, although, I empathised.
There was a massive bone of contention, I think, amongst a few people about the destruction of the Freddie and Bobby relationship. And I have a feeling that the only people that were keeping Bobby around were Anna and Freddie, all right? His family, great, but they were the people that were keeping him in Walford. So if Clay Milner-Russell decides he wants to leave, the only way you're going to realistically get rid of Bobby is if you wreck the Freddie and Bobby relationship, isn't it, really? Because otherwise he was just going to stay. It wouldn't have been realistic for Bobby to want to leave otherwise.
I don't know. I think he could have still left without it, but also I think it made it feel more real that he'd
it's a shame.
An argument with Freddie. Plus, we had it happen months ago with Freddie and Anna, so it weren't that out of
out of the blue, was it?
Out of the blue for it to happen again. So.
But hold your horses, Ree. We will get to that. We will get to all that. We will get to that.
Jumping ahead here, aren't we?
We are. Jumped straight over a steeple there, we did. We've got a few other things to discuss first. We'll start off with the Panasars and possibly Suki's dumbest move yet. We will get to that and why. So let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's crack on this week. We're talking about Vinny's birthday and the Panasars in general. So Suki and Eve are planning a big surprise party for Vinny. Mm-hmm. Doesn't stay a surprise for very long. I'm not entirely sure how they thought this was going to work, because they had all this banning like planned, all these banners, one of which said he's not gay, but nobody's perfect, which was up there purely because it was being held in the gay bar. You know,
Prince Albert.
Exactly. Nish is meanwhile kind of trying to talk to Vinny and ask him like what he wants for his birthday. I quite enjoyed him on the phone the day before Vinny's birthday. Just like, what do you want for your birthday? We've all done that. We've all had that conversation with our parents. Yeah, it does happen. It does happen. Slightly odd moment where Nish then sees a car, and all this car is doing is driving around the square. Okay. But he gets suspicious about this car, calls somebody, and then discovers that it's an undercover police car and that they're on to the chicken shops. Had you forgotten about the chicken chops? Because I'd forgotten about the chicken chops.
Yeah, a little bit. But I'm thinking maybe we're led to believe that that's not the first time he's seen that car.
Maybe
Because we haven't
not,
seen
yeah.
Nish for a while, have we?
No,
So
we
maybe he's
haven't.
spotted it a few times
And I tell
before.
you what, he's deteriorated ever so slightly. Did you not think? I think he's slow. Like
Oh,
his,
no, I
this,
didn't
the,
notice anything there.
I thought he was visibly sort of looking more like weary and sort of struggling. He looked like he was struggling to breathe a little bit more. Like he was sort of. He looked like this illness is
Pained.
starting. Yeah, but I mean, like it looked like this illness is starting to take effect on him slowly. Because he's a dying man, as we are reminded quite a lot this week.
Is
So.
a is a no, I don't think he
He
is.
definitely is, I think. I think we're past the point now, I
Didn't pay
think,
off that
of
doctor to
no,
just, you know, no, don't
no.
think, okay.
And well, also, he's not getting any heart replaced transplants because I think there was a point where we believed that Nish's
Yeah.
plan was like to pull Vinny's heart out of his chest with his bare hands and put it in his
Yeah.
own or something
Yeah.
crazy like that. But
Yeah.
it seems I thought there was a bit of confusion here because Nish, at that moment, when he finds out that the chicken shops are like at risk of being sort of raided
Under
by the police,
surveillance.
yeah, sort of then decides to give it to Vinny as his punishment for, you know,
Yeah.
betraying him. But he's been talking about these big plans that he's got for Vinny for quite a few weeks now. So I don't know.
Yeah.
So when he was saying, I've got big plans, oh, I've got plans for you, do you think he'd made those plans yet?
No, I think he was just saying that. I don't know actually. What did he have planned for him? Did he have anything planned, or were you just saying it to Vinny to get him off his
Yeah.
back whilst he was plotting what
Plotting.
he was gonna do?
Did he always think that this day was going to come where the chicken shops were going to be at risk of
Nah,
being
those chicken
lynched?
shops have been undercover for a while, haven't they? Well, not
There.
undercover, but you know what I mean. They've been safe for a while.
Yeah.
So
Kentucky Fried
does seem a
Cash.
bit does seem a bit out of the blue, but
Well, so they are, because obviously the chicken shops are a cover for money laundering.
Yes,
What is
yeah.
money laundering exactly?
So, from what I would understand is they
Sweet innocent
would,
mind.
any dodgy money that they've got, they'll put
Right.
it through the chicken shop so that they're declaring the money still, so then they can actually put it in the bank account. But really, maybe it's whatever dodgy stuff they're up to selling drugs. Then they can be like, oh, yes, somebody bought five chicken nuggets, six chips. Yes, that's what that money's from. Put it through,
Right. So,
I
at no
think.
point do they wrap like £5 notes in breadcrumbs or anything like that and stick it in a fryer.
No,
None of that happens. No, none of that
I
happens.
don't think that's what it is. And maybe
Right.
I'm wrong, but that's my understanding of money
Okay.
laundering, I think.
Well, at
Yeah,
no
because that's
point.
why they're a front. That's why they call things a
Right.
front. So then it's like, oh yeah, it's a chicken shop.
Yeah. It's got nothing to
Really,
do
they sell two chicken legs a week just to
with.
make it look like they're a chicken
Yeah.
shop. But really, all the money that's gone through is from something dodgy.
Right. And it's got nothing to do with washing machines or anything like that. This money laundering
Nope.
thing. Nothing to do with that. Right. Okay. Got
Oh,
you.
maybe that's what money, washing the money, you
Yes. That's
know,
what it means. You're
making
cleaning the
it
money. Yeah.
clean,
Yeah.
cleaning.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
It was very helpful for Vinny to explain that at one point to me this week. I was like, right, got it, got it. Yeah. So Vinny discovers that this party is happening and decides that he wants his dad there because this is potentially going to be his last birthday with Nish alive. And he's never
Yeah.
had Nish there for a birthday before. Well, he kind of has, because Nish has been there for about
Last
2 years.
year.
Yeah, Nish has been here for about 2 years now. But I think what he means is
Oh
they've
no, but he
never
said, I've
had
never had
that,
a beer with him on my
never had a beer
birthday
with
as
him on my
well.
birthday.
Yeah.
So I knew this was going to happen, by the way. I knew Vinny was going to be the first to break. Knew this was going to happen. I don't know what Sookie was thinking, putting him in charge of this. Ridiculous.
No. Well, it's a weird one though, isn't it? Because I wasn't sure whether he were telling the truth, but Nish somehow realised that he was,
Yeah.
that he were being honest. And I went, how does
I think
Nish
he
know
was.
this? But
I think he was. I think in Vinny's mind, he was more than capable of separating the two issues. Yes, we're going to rinse dad for every penny that he's got, but also, yes, I want my dad there for the last
He's my
birthday that
dad.
I can
Yeah.
before he's the dad, and I potentially want him there. In Vinny's head, those two issues are run perfectly concurrently together. He can put them completely parallel to one another, and both issues will still work perfectly in
Yeah.
Vinny's mind. This is the man who wants. Tried to wipe his fingerprints off of Spanner by wiping the piece of Spanner that he wasn't even holding. Remember that? That's Vinny. That's the Vinny we're
Yeah,
speaking
bless
of.
him.
And Nish kind of has a brief change of heart at this moment. He's sort of like, oh, Vinny's softening. Oh, Nish, Vinny really wants me there. That's nice. So, yeah, no, I'm not going to give you these chicken chops. I'll think of something else to sort of give you for your birthday. Because his plan was...
An actual present
that's not going to land you in prison. Because his original plan was to make this big grand gesture at the party and give him, like, these things to sign and say, the chicken chops are all yours, son. Happy birthday. And Vinny was sort of basically sign his life away there and then. But he has this change of heart and kind of gets this pendant that apparently has kind of gone through the Panesar the kind of Panesar family history, and gives it to Matt's birthday. Yeah, it's quite this. There's quite a nice pendant as well. It's just sort of on chain. It's all lovely
family heirloom.
Yes, and Vinny's quite touched by this at the party. And Silsuki, this was a rare moment of Suki dumbness for me. Like this was silly. I thought. Because she said, I got what her thinking was. Like, prove to me that you're not getting you're not falling off the rails here with this. Prove to me he's not getting inside your head and bin that. Now, that could have happened at any point, all right? That could have happened at any point, Vinny throwing this thing in the bin, all right? Didn't have to happen there and then when Nish was literally across the floor watching the whole thing.
It was dumb because normally Suki would be watching out.
She'd be on that. Yeah. So I thought that was a bit careless, actually, the way that they did that. Because
I know what you mean. And also, if I'm honest with you, I think Suki will be in a bit harsh because that is a family heirloom. So if Vinny does want to keep a family heirloom, no matter what he thinks about his dad, it's his right to decide whether he wants to keep a bit of his family history.
Do you know what I think would have worked better there? Is because at first, she turned around and went, well, I've never seen that before, implying that Nish had just made this whole thing up. And if she'd stuck with that, and Vinny had gone, oh, well, screw Dad then, and then would have chucked it in the bin, that would have been, I think, would have felt more convincing at that moment. But instead, he sort of basically just throws it in the bin really openly, and to the point where I almost felt a bit sorry for Nish at that moment because he was that's weird, isn't it? I'm supposed to feel sorry for Nish.
I know.
Yeah, I genuinely felt a bit sorry for him at that moment because he was trying to actually, because at that moment he kind of thought there's at least one person that is giving me a bit of a crumb of sympathy. All right. Yes, Nishi's thinking is completely and utterly warped, and he has no sort of idea about what he's done to his family, but at that moment he kind of thought his son loved him, and just to have heart thrown in the bin along with the pendant at that moment, he was devastated by that.
Do you agree with what Suki said about his intentions in giving it to Vinny? Because she was like, oh, he's just trying to control you and get... But for me it felt like he was genuinely just trying to give his son a family heirloom. I didn't feel like he was trying to control him personally.
I think a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. I think there was some genuineness there. I do. I really do. That kind of wanting to keep control over a situation is always there with Nish. You know, if he's giving someone a birthday present or he's asking for a cup of coffee, that level of control is always there. So I don't think that. I think Suki probably did have a point with that, but I feel like Nish knows his final moments are coming. I think so. I feel like that would have kind of come to the surface more than the controlling
that was the
element.
Priority rather than the control side of things.
Yeah, because bear in mind, he'd changed his mind about the chicken chop thing at that point as well. He was just
I thought it were a bit more genuine,
So this is going to be a genuine moment. I'm going to give him this pendant that really means a lot to me. But that moment where Vinny chucks it in the bin turns everything on its head again. And by the end of the week, we've got evil Nish back again, who is sitting there really smugly, really cheerfully, watching Vinny sign his life away as he signs the chicken shops over to him. And Vinny's screwed now, surely. So what happens from here?
I don't know, because he's saying that Harty's going to still be doing everything and that Vinny's hands would be clean. And why do they all believe that? Well, Suki doesn't believe it.
She's very sus.
She's like, why is he handing over the chicken shops? Because in Suki's brain, I think she's thinking, why is he handing over the dodgy business to you, Vinny?
Yeah.
And not the ones that are actually legit? Because they have got legit ones, haven't they?
Yeah, they even got the minimart. You know,
Why is Vinny not questioning that as well?
Because
Vinny's
Vinny.
Like, I've got the chicken
Because he's Vinny. Vinny's delighted. This is Vinny.
Honestly, man.
The worst criminal on earth, and he's given them to Vinny. Even Vinny should be suspicious at that moment. But Vinny is just happy that he's finally got a bit of Panesar Empire to sort of lord over, even if it's just the chicken shops. He's delighted with that because he's got a chain of chicken shops that are his and only his,
and
he's delighted about that. No, and he's delighted. No. But obviously Harty has, you know, been to this is the guy that was running the chicken shots at the moment. He's now got his hands clean of it because they're all Vinnies. Harty's not even going to be involved in this now. Harty's probably on a plane somewhere to Dubai at this point. He's miles away. He's made a run for it. So Vinnie's now in sole ownership of these chicken shops, but, and the police are onto them. So next
why
week,
hasn't Nish told him that Harty's still going to be doing stuff then if he's
because
there?
Because Vinnie's first question, to be fair, was, well, what about the money laundering side of things? Does that I don't want any involvement in that. I don't want my name to be associated with that. And Nish then turned around to him and, oh yeah, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's Harty's job. You don't need to worry about that.
Mm.
So as far as Vinny's concerned, when he signed that, the money laundering thing, he might get some money out of it, but
so
it's
who's
all
gonna
gonna
be
be dealt
doing
with
the
Harty.
laundering?
Well, it doesn't matter because the police are basically onto it. So I would imagine next week Vinny
Right,
gets
okay.
arrested.
Oh, I've got you. Yeah.
Because if
Right,
you remember,
okay,
Harty throughout the week
yeah.
was sort of like, no, this needs to happen now. This needs to
Right.
happen now. Like
Yes, got
we're
you.
going under
Yeah.
soon. So by next week, I think Vinny's going to end up getting arrested.
Would that stand up in court anyway? We were investigating these chicken shops before Vinny owned them. Now he's just signed them over like last week. Unless Nish is going to have changed the dates on these contracts or something
Probably.
that he's signed.
Nish will have covered himself, I think. And
Just
Vinny's rubbish,
realistically,
criminal
sure, you'd be
stuff.
like, yeah, but you were the owner when we were investigating this.
Oh, I don't think
Just
it's going
because.
to be that deep, to be
No.
honest. I think it's just going to be a case of Vinny. I don't think
Well, it
it's not going to
should
get to
be,
court.
Rob.
It's not going to get to court. So we're just going to have Vinny arrested, and he's probably
Yeah.
going to get. It's more for police. They're going to take one look at that contract and think that'll do. Throw him straight in prison. They're not going to be
Oh,
any.
Suki's
Like,
going to have a plan. Eve might help get him out.
yes.
Eve will think of all this, hopefully.
Yes, there's options
Yeah.
there. But I also feel like this is not Nish's only punishment for them. There's going to be
No, it
other stuff
can't
kicking
be.
off as well,
Yeah.
especially as Nish is now clearly in his final months. He's going to become more and more dangerous because he's going to have less and less to lose.
Yeah.
So the Panesars are in deep doo-doo, I think. It remains
Agreed.
to be seen. So we shall see how that all plays out.
So, what about Nisha's grandchildren, Avani and Nugget? Do you think they're going to get anything?
Well, let's talk about Avani for a second before we
Oh,
move on to
yeah, Avani
that.
we saw this week, yeah.
Yes, Avani at the start of the week, she's got herself into a little bit of a tryst, a little bit of a relationship. Barney isn't too happy about this because he's sort of,
Bless
you know,
him.
he bless him. He's a bit of a, what would you call him? Like a geek or a nerd? One of a boffin. One of them,
No,
isn't
don't
he?
call
He's
him a
sort of.
boffin. I hate that word, boffin. Like calling, like being clever is a negative
It's not
thing.
a clever thing, it's a good thing. I'm a boffin. We're
Yeah, I
EastEnders
used to get
boffins, Ree.
called it. I used to
We're
get called a
EastEnders
boffin, and I'd be
boffins.
like, well, what's wrong with that?
We're
I would
EastEnders
call
boffins.
him a stickler for the rules
Right, yes, fair enough.
in
Yes, he's
this
a stickler for the
particular
rules.
scenario.
He's certainly a stickler for the rules when it comes to guys going out with underage girls, which I feel like is fair
Fair
enough. You
enough.
know, fair enough. He comes across Avani snogging Mason. I think this is the same guy
Yes.
from The Crush, isn't it? So this is why
I
this guy
think
was
so, yeah.
introduced. This is why Avani was so openly flirtatious with these college kids. Now, that's one thing. I can imagine Avani doing something like that. I think this is a storyline that works perfectly for Avani. This is the sort of
Yep.
thing we've sort of become accustomed to with Avani, that she is quite overly flirtatious, giving her age. So this is
And
Avani.
usually with
And with
older men
older
as
men,
well.
and with older men
Yeah.
as well, because she, I think you could probably argue some sort of daddy issues there, because she's not exactly had
Oh,
a
God.
regular daddy figure in her
Perhaps, yeah.
life, you
I
know.
don't even consider
If you
that,
want to
but
bring
yeah.
Freud into it, you know. But
You're always doing that, aren't you,
always doing
Rob?
that. Any opportunity, bring Freud. Bring the Freud in, you know. So, but what I would say is that Mason's a bit of an issue here, because Barney openly turns around to him and says, "You realise she's 15, yeah?" Mason doesn't seem too bothered about that, and he's snogging her by the end of a scene.
His
So,
response is to give her a
yeah.
tinny and kiss
And
her.
what? Not scared. Huh. So that's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
I think Avani's now in trouble, isn't she? We're not, we will be.
Yeah.
We are yet to discover exactly where this will lead, but I suspect not good places. I wonder if this is going to go in a similar situation to the Tiff drama. You know, with the sort
Oh,
of
what
the
with
with Evie and the
Eve. Eve.
Queen Evie. I wonder if we're going to be in a similar sort of situation to that, where she's just going to get kind of pulled into a sort of dark and
Yeah,
murky
because
world.
why would an 18-year-old knowingly go with a 15 when someone's just said, oh, she's a schoolgirl, she was to school with me, she's 15, she's wagging, sorry, skipping
Wagging,
school, whatever everyone
skiving,
calls it, skiving, and then goes, all right, no problem. Like, why don't you go after someone your own age, mate? That's weird. He's gonna be a bad egg, this guy, isn't he?
I think so. So we shall see how that all plays out.
I'm here for it though. It's very on brand for Avani, isn't it?
It's very on brand for Avani, and I think it's a very good story to give Avani. To be honest with you, Avani reminds me of someone I used to know, and she would have done something like this all day long. So to me, this does not feel odd at all. This is totally on brand for Avani. And I'm pleased that Avani's getting a story. Good for her. And this inadvertently will bring Priya in for a slightly more serious story as well, and possibly Nugget as well. So I'm all for this. Bring
Do
it
you
on.
Know what, though? Back in the day, she says, I don't know when back in the day is, but I feel like this wouldn't be that frowned upon, that kind of age gap, 18 and 15. No, back in the day is what I'm talking.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, will Priya be that against, or will she be like, oh, it's fine? Because Avani's very like, it's only 3 years, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't imagine this isn't something that Priya wouldn't do at Avani's age
this
whatsoever.
Is what I mean.
I think it's the whole thing of, like, yeah, but you're my daughter. That means that you're not allowed to do this. If you were someone else's daughter.
Not as I do.
Exactly. If you were someone else's daughter, I'd be like, yeah, crack on, girl. But because you're my daughter, that's wrong. And it is wrong because she's underage. So,
totally.
The show, probably kind of needs to address that. Like, that's bad. All right, don't be doing that. So that's a bad thing to do. And I think the fact that Mason found out that she is underage and clearly didn't care is going to be something that's going to be addressed further down the line as well. So this is a bit of a murky storyline in Avani's way, I feel. But this is why that they've hired a slightly older actress to play Avani, I suspect.
Oh,
this is
of
why.
Of course, now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, you reckon
there
they had this planned all along?
I reckon so. I reckon so. Judging by the fact that Avani... one of her first lines was, all right, daddy, to Martin, when she just randomly met
him. Yeah.
So this was possibly always in the pipelines for Avani. Yeah. So we shall see where this goes. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. On to Reese now. He spends the week making posters, which he gets wrong. Sonia is definitely guilty of these crimes. He takes on a poster, which isn't terribly helpful. And he's also attempting to get signatures for his petition, because if you get 10,000 signatures, it gets mentioned in the House of Commons. Can you imagine?
He's never going to get 10,000 signatures.
Imagine the Prime Minister standing up and talking about Sonia Fowler.
Now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But can you imagine the Prime Minister, like Reese sat at home watching Prime Minister's Question Times, and just like the Prime Minister stands up and starts getting questioned about Sonia Fowler from London Borough somewhere. That'd be quite fun. I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
Once upon a
it's
time.
It's not going to happen.
Well, to be fair, once upon a time, they were talking about Deirdre Rashid and Corrie in the House of Commons. Like, that actually was a thing.
That was a thing. Yes,
that
is true.
That's how big soaps were at one point. That's crazy, isn't it? Absolutely
that
ridiculous.
Is, isn't it?
Imagine writing to your MP about the locals, about the soap that you've just watched on the telly. Can you do something about Deirdre and Corrie, please? What is wrong with you? Get a grip. Anyway, I mean, I love it, but all the same, it's a good story. And you know what? The Sun newspaper took complete and utter ownership over the fact that Deirdre had been released from prison. Obviously, because they plan these things so long in advance. Like, obviously, she was only ever going to be in there for 3 weeks, but they decided that because they'd set this petition up, it was purely down to them that she'd been released. Ridiculous. So Reese is kind of hoping for a similar sort of outcome. Teddy, meanwhile, needs Reese to sort of earn his keep, because obviously Teddy paid off that massive debt and keep his accounts in order from this sort of weird ex that he's got going on in the background.
Excuse me? How much money has Teddy got?
How much money has he got?
What
is going on?
He paid 13 grand off to buy Reese's debt. I know that he's expecting it back.
Yeah.
Two grand he gave him to pay Eve. And now he's saying, can you hide how much money I've got? Yeah. How much money has he got to be just chucking it? He's just bought the house, number one.
He's
and
rich.
He's still got money that he needs to hide.
He's a rich little teddy bear, isn't he?
What is he up to there to
what
have
is
got
Teddy?
That money?
Who is Teddy? What is Teddy?
Maybe he's part of the chicken shops, eh?
Yeah, maybe. Who is this ex of his as well, do we think?
Not Chrissy. I'm glad I
No, it's not Chrissy. It's definitely not Chrissy. One of two things I think is going to happen. Either this ex of his is going to turn out to be a return.
Yeah.
Or this PI friend of his that he mentions to Reese this week.
Yeah.
And imagine if that PI friend of his turns out to be David. That's going to mess Reese up. That'll screw Reese up massively, won't it?
No, surely no.
Bianca will be back on the horizon at some point soon as well. So that would really make things quite messy for Reese if David turns up investigating that. I don't know why David would suddenly be a PI, but
Well, my brain has just gone to the, he's going to sort this PI out anyway. The PI is obviously going to discover it with Reese, and Reese is
Yeah.
going to kill the PI
He's
to
just gonna kill the
silence
PI.
him.
Hey, maybe.
If we're
Maybe.
going down serial killer territory,
Oh, I
why
hope we
not?
don't, but
He doesn't look like we are now, does he? We were convinced.
I'm not sure. It's been a while. It's I still think Brenda is a dead woman walking.
Yeah, true. Because we
It's all
still,
gonna go in a
yeah.
it's all gonna go in a John Stape direction, I'm convinced of it. It's all gonna go in that
Well,
sort
then I
of
think this PI who we've never met is a goner
You reckon? You think he's gonna be the
already, yeah.
PI?
I
Okay.
reckon the PI is definitely going to uncover the truth, and then Reese is going to have to figure out how to silence them somehow.
I think the PI is going to be turned out to be someone that we know.
Maybe the same PI that Anna hired that time to try and find
Oh yeah,
Steve.
I loved him.
Or we called Gabe, we're Gabriel.
Oh, he was great. Like hiding in the bushes and then sort of like looking over his shoulders and sort of sneaking away. Loved him. He was like somebody you'd get out of a 90s out of a 20s spy movie spoof. He was marvelous. Bring him
Yes.
back
Yep.
full time. Absolutely. So whilst Reese is sort of panicking about all that, he's also trying to hand out these petitions and put out the posters. Mo, who can I say, Mo is an absolute dick all of this week, I thought. In the Bobby storyline as well, I thought she was quite unpleasant.
Yeah. And why does she not believe Sonia? Like, no, you delivered Sonia's
Delivered her
baby for her
baby.
when she was
Yeah.
16. Why are you
Yeah.
suddenly hating on Sonia so much?
It's that kind of typical soap troupe where someone gets accused
Yeah.
of something, and these people that have known this person for years and years and years all of a sudden think, well, obviously it must be them. That makes total sense. Yeah. And they're scum. Absolutely. Where they've got no evidence and they're just working on
Yeah.
hearsay. It's just one of those situations. It's always quite frustrating to watch. But I mean, someone like Mo. Yeah, I can imagine doesn't particularly care whether Sonia is guilty or innocent. It's just something fun to gossip about.
Something to gossip around, yeah. Take some bets on in pub about it, yeah.
Exactly. And she rings the papers up because why not get herself a little
Well,
bit
that's
of
what I
cash on
mean.
the side.
It felt a bit too much that Mers then decided to ring pay. Oh, right, you think she got money out
I would have
of it?
thought
Okay.
so. Yeah, I would have thought
Otherwise,
so.
why? Why
Because this
bother?
journalist turns up at the school. Yeah, exactly. I think it must have been that she got like 50 quid or something from the journalist. Because this journalist turns up and Reese is kind of forced to give them an interview. It realizes, okay, this might work in my favor. I can sort of give some good publicity. And then the next day, this interview appears in the police in the paper. Reese is kind of quite pleased with it. He's like, yeah, no, this looks good. I'm quite happy with this. Just as Hugh arrives on the square, Debbie's dad, to tell Reese that the funeral for Debbie is on Monday. And he, by the way, is absolutely convinced that Sonia murdered her.
Well, yeah, fair enough, though. The evidence does point at Sonia, doesn't it? Given the fact that they were going to get some money out of it, she stopped the sale of the house. Like, you can't really blame him for thinking it.
She's in
Do
the
you think
papers.
Brenda will, though? Do you think Brenda would believe it's Sonia? Because I feel like she'd still think it's Reese or
Oh,
something.
yeah. Well, this is why I think Brenda is a dead woman
Brenda's a
walking.
goner.
Yeah, I really do. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Brenda is going to still think it's Reese. I think she
Yeah.
will land on that first. Hugh, I think, will sort of just go where he's told. And in fact, I was surprised that Hugh was given enough independence to actually be in these scenes on his own without Brenda this week. I was surprised that she let him do that. Maybe
Well,
she
I
didn't want to
think it
see
was
him.
because, well, they needed, don't forget, he came because he needed the body to be signed
Yes.
away, you know what I
Signed
mean?
away, yeah. Signed over to them,
Signed
yeah.
over, and it had to
Next,
be the
because
next
Reese
of
is the
kin.
next of kin,
So
yeah.
I can imagine Hugh were like, Brenda, just let me go and get this done, right? You stay here. I'm going to go on my own and sort it.
Yeah.
You don't need to get into an argument, otherwise he might not sign it over.
Yes.
So I could see that being the case.
So, is anything going to come out of this funeral? It's on Monday, we're
Well,
told. So,
surely, yeah, surely. Otherwise, why mention it at all? Brenda, probably. Brenda's
Brenda.
going to stand up and say, Reese, how dare you be here? You
I
obviously did
reckon.
it.
Yeah, I
Something
think
like
so.
that, surely. Yeah.
Brenda's going to kick off like Aunt Sal does at funerals.
Are we going to discover some more of Debbie and Reese's mutual friends who might go, well, actually, Debbie
Maybe.
told me that, you know, Reese were a bad un and something else? We might uncover some secrets from before we met Reese about Debbie.
Yeah, scratch away at their relationship a little bit for us to discover a little bit more. I think we might meet this PI next week. And
Yes,
other
yeah.
stuff, will be kicking off next week as well. I think it's going to be quite a big. Well, I get the feeling this might be a little bit of a big week for the Reese storyline next week. So we shall
Yeah.
see. Well, if everybody makes it out alive at the end of next week, I will be surprised. That's what I would guess.
Really?
I think so.
That
I think
soon?
I think something monumental is going to, something quite significant may occur next week with the re-storyline, I suspect. We shall have to wait and see. Right, ladies and gents, a quick little story before we get onto the Bobby stuff, and that is Harvey and Jean. Brief little discussion about Harvey and Jean now. Mad scenes at the start of the week. Absolute insanity. Where Kathy
weird.
Wins. Weird. Where
so
Kathy
weird.
Wins. Why was Dermot O'Leary on EastEnders?
Well, but also kind of like, why not? Because people do win radio competitions, I guess. But it just seemed a bit random.
Do you know what, it's not the maddest thing that Dermot O'Leary's ever been seen doing on TV. When Russell T Davies wrote a script called Years and Years, which was basically the show that was set kind of went a year into the future on every single episode. At one point, he had Dermot O'Leary being a newsreader as himself, BBC News, which I thought was bizarre. So for Dermot O'Leary to be on the radio handing out holidays to Greece, I thought that kind of works. But it was just surprised
Fair
me
enough.
That Dermot O'Leary himself was the voice of it. And you know why that happened? It's because Sharon Marshall wrote Monday's episode, and she works on This Morning that Dermot O'Leary presents as well. So that's probably how
so
that
she
all
said,
played
Dermot,
out.
Do you fancy Derms. Having a voiceover on EastEnders for an ep? I need someone. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
makes
nice
sense.
Little cameo. Nice little cameo.
Does he even present radio at all, Dermot?
He will have done at least at one point in his career.
Okay.
It's Dermot O'Leary.
Right, okay.
I would have thought he'd. I don't know if he still does, but he definitely does or did at some point. Anyway, Kathy has won this trip to Greece. The only reason she knows that she wins this competition, by the way, is thanks to Barney, who has just been reading up
essentially, yeah.
Yeah, who's just been reading up on DNA, which stands for?
Deoxymation Marshall.
Yes, exactly
acid.
That. Yes, deoxyribonucleic acid, it stands for.
That's what I said. Yeah.
I didn't read that. I knew it. the question basically is, what does DNA stand for? That's the answer. Barney had just been reading about it and sort of telling it to Harvey. And Harvey was aware that Kathy was entering this competition. Kathy gets through on the radio and Harvey sat there listening to it in the taxi. The question of what does DNA stand for gets asked. And Harvey literally sprints through the square, pushes away from her going, DNA, DNA, it's DNA. So that's how Kathy wins the competition. It's quite mad.
As soon as we had that scene with Barney and Harvey talking about that being what DNA stands for, like, where's that going to come up again in this episode? It's definitely coming up again, isn't it? When he goes, oh, you'll never need to know that information in life. No one will ever ask you that question. Mm. Well, someone's about to ask you, Harvey, in this episode. Clearly.
Dermot O'Leary, no less. I didn't think Dermot O'Leary was going to be the denouement for the plot. I'll give you that. But there we are. But anyway, Harvey has won this holiday because Kathy gives it to him. So it's like, fair play. Thanks a lot for winning that. You should have that. I mean, by rights, Barney should probably have had it, but we're not, you know, technically.
Yeah, but Barney wouldn't have got the first answer to do with the London streets, to be fair.
That's true. That's
true. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Harvey kind of has this holiday and is sort of like, well, this is the perfect way to win Jean back. Because obviously Jean is still annoyed about the whole thing that went on with Maya, however you pronounce it. So, no. But that's just how I know Maya now. That's because of what Jean said.
However you pronounce it.
She's still annoyed at him. So she kind of doesn't want to go to Greece with him. So Harvey still attempts to run around, says that, well, why don't you and Stacey go? And Jean's like, well, that sounds excellent. Yeah, okay, let's do that then. Absolutely fine. So, I mean, Jean and Harvey do kind of have conversations this week, and it sort of seems that she is going to forgive him at some point, but at the moment he's sort of still in the doghouse. But ultimately, I think they'll be fine, right?
Why are they going on holiday to Greece, though? What is this all about? Is this just a way of us... just that Harvey's trying to make amends to Jean and it's a nice way of doing it.
Yeah, not everything has this really deep meaning behind it.
My thought process was, who's going to look after Stacey's, like, how many kids has she got? Four?
Oh, about 12.
And Charlie?
Yeah.
If Jean and Stacey aren't there, and he said Martin's going to help out.
Martin.
Okay, fair enough.
Eve's not there anymore.
No, Eve's not there anymore.
The Slaters have got Moe's there.
Freddie.
You know,
Freddie.
They've got
options.
Okay. There's always options to look after a child somewhere in the Slater house. So I think
there's a lot
of
kids there, but
there
anyway,
is.
Fair
it's
enough.
Like an arc, that house. I think that'll be all right. There we are then. So we'll move on now to the big story of the week, which was Bobby, Anna, Freddie, and Cindy, and Ian. So, bye-bye, Bobby. We are at the Bobby storyline. I am gutted Bobby's gone. And I have to say, I kind of feel like there was a bit of wasted opportunity with Bobby by the end. I feel like he was a little bit underused by the time we came around to this week. I thought that the him and Cindy stuff had a lot more potential that they could have kind of wrung some drama out of. And they got some out of it, but I feel like there was more that could have been done, really.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but then Cindy had to just act like she were okay with everything, didn't she? Otherwise, she'd have essentially been homeless.
Well, yeah, but can I say, this week, I enjoy Cindy as a character. I do. She's fun. This week is the first time I've sort of been like, I need you to be punished. I need you to have your
comeuppance.
Yeah, I really, really wanted her to have her comeuppance. I can't wait for the moment where the schadenfreude hits with Cindy when that affair comes out and she gets it all thrown back in her face. I felt that she really deserved it this week with Bobby. I really did.
I absolutely loved Cindy this week.
It was evil this week.
About
absolute
it.
Cow.
I know. It's the drama, Rob. I love it.
I know.
She were brilliant. It were honestly brilliant. But yeah, like absolute evilness, especially all the staring she did with Bobby and Anna. And then, how can you do that to your own daughter?
I know.
Then she does feel very strong. But then, well, he did kill her other daughter.
Yeah,
so
that little detail.
That little thing.
That little detail.
Kind of get it.
It's kind of fascinating. It's kind of fascinating with Cindy. I almost kind of think that she's one of these people that will do anything in order to get true happiness for herself. And yet she doesn't know exactly what would ever make her happy. So she's sort of doing this constant battle with life and the people around her, trying to get to an aim that she doesn't actually know what it is. It's kind of a fascinating character trait in someone, I think.
Kind of saying what Bobby said, and I'm jumping ahead a bit, but when they were at the grave, the headstone, whatever you want to call it.
Graveyard.
And he was saying, graveyard, there we go.
Yeah.
Cemetery is what I would try
cemetery,
to think
about. Yeah, that works too.
And Bobby was saying to her, like, it's your own guilt that all this is. Mm. Kind of what you said.
It's
in
interesting.
A way. Like,
yeah.
She's trying to figure out all these feelings that she's got, and she's just constantly staring with other people, isn't she? Like, kind of like you say, is that going to make her more happy?
Mm.
Making sure everyone else is under her control almost.
But even the stuff with Junior, like, it's sort of still there in the background, but I think once that gets kind of revealed, I don't think she'll be as interested in Junior anymore, because she's just constantly, she's a bit of an adrenaline junkie in terms of, like, she needs her life to be constantly exciting. And it's like, when she came back to Walford, she was pining over George, and yet we'd seen that she wasn't happy with George when she was with him. So she's never truly happy with her own life, and then yet would do anything.
I just what she's
going to
do. She's going to have an affair. She's going to have another affair and keep that from Junior with David when he's back. So that she's having an affair within the affair.
It would, yeah, yeah.
So, I'd love that.
Nothing will put it past Cindy.
No.
So obviously, previously on EastEnders, Anna has discovered that she's pregnant.
Yes, oh, yeah,
and,
that little thing.
Yeah, and quite quickly it sort of becomes apparent, I don't really want this baby, this isn't great, this isn't the situation that it's supposed to be. And Gina is very rightly encouraging her, well, it's your body, I will do what you want, with whatever support you want, whether you want to keep it or whether you want to get rid of it, whatever you need, we will make happen. So, makes an appointment on the laptop, and that is then seen by Freddie, who...
Yeah.
Right, where are we at with Freddie at the moment? I mean, I think I was with him until he kissed Anna, basically, because I thought I totally believed all of his utter turmoil that he was going through. Like, I'm falling in love with my best mate's girlfriend, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I loved her. That was fine. I kind of believed all that. But then he kissed her, which I guess had to happen at some point.
Do you know where I think he overstepped the mark was going to the clinic, though? Like, if you're that best mates with Bobby, you shouldn't have really done that. And I get that he weren't thinking of that. In that moment, he was thinking of Anna and that she needed support.
Yeah.
But for me, if you genuinely believe she needed somebody there, he should have probably said to Gina, you need to go. It shouldn't have been him.
Yeah.
Because that almost makes the situation seem more twisted than it actually was.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he had ill intention in going.
No.
But then, coupled with the fact that he's secretly in love with her and then has gone to, offer her some support while she has a secret abortion from a boyfriend who happens to be his best friend.
It's a bit messy,
that wasn't
isn't
the smartest move,
A bit messy.
When I'm saying it, oh God, it's right messy, isn't
it? It's a messy situation to be in, 100%. I think you're right, but I think that he felt that he was doing the right thing there.
His intentions were good, but
Freddie isn't the brightest, bless him, but I think that he goes with his heart. He sort of goes with what he believes to be the best thing he can do in that situation. And I guess the kiss between him and Anna was always going to happen. Like, but it's just that awkward moment where you're sort of watching it thinking, oh, I wish you weren't doing that, because that is the kind of the catalyst of how the rest of the week plays out. Because Lauren has worked something out. She's basically put two and two together. How she lands on this, I'm not entirely sure, but she realises basically that Anna must be pregnant. Yeah, you reckon you would have worked it out? Yeah?
Woman, yeah, please. She'd just been asking Peter about being a young parent, and then she'd been throwing up the week before. Didn't she throw up in the cafe the week
before?
Yeah,
she did. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so it's not like it weren't that obvious that she'd been throwing up and then she's asking about being a young parent.
Yeah, yeah, all right, fair enough. I wouldn't say, clearly that would have gone straight over my head. You'd have been like, she's pregnant, she is.
Pregnant.
She's pregnant, pregnant.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. I'd definitely have just been like, if you say, I'd be like, stop riffing, Ray. Stop talking rubbish, come on. So Bobby, armed with this information, sort of runs over to the Vic and walks in just in time to see Freddie and Anna sharing a kiss, which was a moment, to be fair, because they sort of parted, and then all of a sudden Bobby is there and like watching them, and it's sort of like, and to quote The Simpsons, you can see the moment where his heart breaks into pieces, can't you? Like,
yeah,
his face visibly sort of disintegrates.
Oh, I thought you straight away, like, Rob's heart is also going to have broken now.
Honestly,
that you've seen Bobby like that.
Bear in mind that my dog was currently lying on the floor whining about surgery. I was a mess this week. Emotionally, I was destroyed. Yeah. Poor Bobby. I mean,
he is
visibly heartbroken. His girlfriend and his best mate, who he loves more than anybody else in the world, these two, I think, genuinely. Probably more than his own family, he loves these two. And they have literally betrayed him in front of his eyes. Was there a moment where you thought we were going to get Psycho Bobby back? Because when he was attacking Freddy, and I thought, you know, fair enough, I can understand why you're doing that, you know, kind of punching into Freddy. But I sort of was like, oh my God, is he going to reach for like a music box or something? Like, is that where this is going?
It's going to happen again in time.
Psycho Bobby's back.
I didn't at all. I just thought, yeah, fair enough. Like, considering what you've just seen and what you've just found out about her being pregnant and stuff, I think that's a fair reaction. I were more surprised. Well, not surprised, but I thought it was kind of funny in a way, because Freddie's quite a lot taller than Bobby.
He probably could take him.
I thought you've got some balls there, Bobby. Go on. Like, fair enough. Even though I love Freddie and I get the situation, but I think the most wrong thing about that as well is that Freddie and Anna were like bonding over the fact that she's just aborted Bobby's baby. It's like a bit more twisted, in it.
Well, let me just ask this. So they did this termination thing. It was one of these. Yeah. We've had this before in EastEnders, and I always forget how this works. So the two pills, right? You take one pill, and then I think like the next day you take the next one. Is it or a couple of days later?
I don't know. I actually don't. I know that you can take meds like Anna has, but I don't know.
They did this with Whitney, and I think there was sort of question as to whether she would abort the baby or not. And I was sort of, because I was genuinely delighted to sort of see this scenario play out where a woman kind of goes, I don't want to do this. This is my choice, and this is what I'm going to do.
Totally.
And for it then to just play out like that, no sort of changing her minds, no being put under pressure, no sort of infection that's come up that makes her infertile for the rest of her life.
Nothing like that. Yeah, yeah.
This has just been a simple, I don't want that to happen. And
I'm
so that
take a tablet.
And so that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
He hasn't taken the second tablet, which kind of always leaves that question in the air. Like, can the baby survive on just the one tablet? I don't know.
I don't know. I know that that there's like a gap in between taking it, but then they said to her that they were giving her a pregnancy test to do in 3 weeks' time. So
yes,
like
to make
a week
sure.
In between the tablets, I don't know.
I feel like there's not a lot of point in Anna being pregnant without Bobby there. I said this at the time. So I think this is it. So I think that's how it's all played out. And fair play to him for doing
what
like
you've
that.
Just said, though, as well. Had she told Bobby about it, we would have had a lot of that and a lot of, you know, her having to discuss making that decision with somebody else.
Well, they basically had the same... Anna and Bobby basically had the exact same conversation about this as we did last week, where it was just sort of like imagining what Bobby's reaction would have been at that moment. Mm. And even Anna said, you would have proposed, you would have been planning the houses, you would have been doing this, you would have been doing that. And Bobby's like, no, I wouldn't. Yeah, you would, Bobby.
Yeah,
you totally would. He told he would. Yeah. Of course he would.
Which, in a way, is a nice way to go about it rather than forcing someone to feel pressure in a different way of, I'm not ready to be a dad either.
Yeah.
It swings around. You can see both sides in this scenario, can't you? You can see why Anna didn't want to tell Bobby, and you can see why Bobby was upset that
absolutely
he didn't tell him. Because it was
difficult.
His embryo, can we call it? I don't
his
know.
Sperm, his sperm. You can say that, Rick. Yeah, I mean, it was an awkward situation. But you know who kind of impressed me was Ian. And I wasn't expecting to be impressed by Ian
Yeah, that's
advising Bobby
true.
this week, right?
Yeah.
When Ian kind of got grasp of the situation, I was fully expecting Ian to be sitting there going, right, okay, let me just tell you how this works, son. All right. So you go over there. You know, you're the man in the situation. You need to take control of this. All right. She might say she doesn't want the baby. She don't mean it. She don't mean it at this stage. You know, I was fully expecting to go down that path. But you know what? Ian was fully there saying, whatever she wants, you need to support her. All right. She
Yeah.
might not want this baby. That's okay. You need to accept that. You know, it was just like, all right, Ian, wow, haven't we grown as a
Very
person?
woke for Ian, weren't
Very
it?
woke for Ian. Yeah. Very, very, very democracy led
Yeah.
for Ian. I was quite impressed by that. And actually, I thought Ian did absolutely cracking all of this week
Yeah,
because
he did. Yeah.
he had a great little meltdown in the pub because Bobby, armed with the fact that Freddie's betrayed him, Anna's betrayed him, and Cindy takes full advantage of the situation and says, do you know what? Probably best if you just go. I wouldn't want to stay around with all this going on. You go. That'll be the best for you. It'll be best for Anna. Everyone will be happy. And Bobby kind of decides, well, I could go live with Jane in the Cotswolds. And Cindy's like, hey, your
Great
choice.
idea.
This
Maybe you
sort of
should.
sorts it out. Yeah, this that was like, Cindy, you absolute bitch. You are evil. Really, really, really evil. And Bobby kind of says this to Ian that he's going to move in with Jane. And so Ian goes into the Vic and starts having a go at Anna.
Yes.
And Freddie fires
And
Freddie for
tries to get Freddie
being.
to leave London.
Yeah, I don't know quite how he thought that was going to work out, but I got
Yeah.
his thinking. And had like a great moment in the Vic where it's sort of like, I'm going to lose another kid, and nobody else knows what that feels like. Even you, Cindy, do not know what that feels like because you weren't there. And it's sort of like, yes, Ian, get her told, because she doesn't know. She likes to pretend that she does and make everything about her, but she had no idea. She makes everything that's happened to the Beale kids all of her own, like emotional, like as though she's had the toughest
Her
life
own
ever.
grief, what in the
Yeah.
moment kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah,
Which
she
it
owns the
wasn't.
grief, and it's nothing to do with her. There are times where I'm sort of like, how dare you even try and grieve your children? Because you weren't there at any point. In fact, if Lucy hadn't died, you wouldn't even be back in Walford right now.
Yeah, that's true. Technical, God,
So,
full circle there. But yeah, true,
you
true.
know, so it was interesting to sort of see Ian have that moment. And I absolutely love the fact that throughout all of this, we've had a rare piece of character growth for me, and I think you don't actually get that much growth with a character like Ian, which is fine because it's what makes Ian Ian. But we've had that rare sort of character growth from him where he has point blank refused to put Cindy over Bobby at any point, and I think that's been
Yeah, that's
excellent.
true. Yeah, I agree with that actually. And he's always very kind about Bobby, isn't he? And like says what a nice kid he is, really, doesn't he? And yeah, like you say, he's never put Cindy above Bobby. I guess that's because he knows what it's like to lose his kids. He doesn't ever want to risk losing another one. And maybe Ian's had this revelation during this time of I'll never put a woman before my kids because he's probably done it in the past.
Oh, God, yeah.
Let's be real. But do you
Many
know what
times.
else I liked? I know that he went in at first saying you aborted my grandchild to Anna. But then it weren't so much
He's not
about
angry about
that
that, is he?
anyway. It
Yeah,
was about
no.
the Freddie and Anna situation that the anger's come from in this entire thing. I don't think anyone's really disagreed with the decision that Anna made.
No, not really.
And I think the fact that she didn't tell Bobby shows more about Bobby and Anna's relationship
Yeah.
wasn't really working.
Of course it does. Yeah. And like you say, I think that's a great point that Ian wasn't out, he like he uses it
No.
as a bit of an attack line, but
At
that's not what he's
first,
angry about
no.
whatsoever. It's a good thing to say at that particular moment while you're having a go at
Yeah.
the girl in front of you, but it's not really the point of the conversation. And I'm pleased that Freddie spent the rest of the week absolutely devastated by his own behaviour. It'd be sort of interesting to
Bless
sort of see
him.
where that goes from here. Like, sort of, what's he going to be like without Bobby?
And nice that he was more upset about his friendship with
They were,
Bobby
that was
than
nice as
even
well.
thinking about trying to do anything with Anna. He weren't even thinking about it, were he? By that point, I can't believe I've upset my best mate.
It's
And
going
now
home.
that's
Those
it.
drawings are getting torn up and thrown in the bin. Like they're all
Maybe
gone.
set on
Yeah.
fire in the
Yeah.
kitchen
Ripped up.
sink.
Absolutely. Yes. So we finally have that sort of moment where Bobby has decided to go to the Cotswolds. He has
Yes.
decided that's enough. I'm done. I'm out of here. Goes to the cemetery to sort of say goodbye to Lucy. And I think this is the key thing with Bobby. And this is the key point of Bobby's story that
Yeah.
he And Jane sort of touched on it when we last saw her, that he's never forgiven himself for what happened to Lucy. That was when he was a kid. He has changed a lot as a person since then. He's grown a lot as a person since then. He is not that person anymore. And he needs to stop sort of being haunted by the memories of something that he did when he was a child. Mm-hmm. So he kind of goes to the cemetery and realises the only way that he's ever going to do that is to sort of leave all of that behind. Cindy insists on going as well. I don't know why Cindy, because she just wants to keep attacking Bobby. That's all this is. It's just anger from Cindy's part. And Bobby sort of rips her a new one there and then. Not enough, I would argue. I think he could have gone in much worse, but what more could he have said?
It were enough for Bobby, though. Bobby's not that kind of guy go any further, really. But no, I agree. I was so happy that he stood up for himself.
Yeah, so was I.
And it were a perfect scene, actually. And this is where I said when we started this episode, where I was saying, you know, it kind of made sense for Bobby to leave by the time this scene's finished. It's like, how is he ever going to move on? He's got constant reminders of Lucy there.
Yeah.
It's where it happened. He is known as the kid who killed his sister whilst he's there.
And always will be in Walford as well, yeah.
Yeah. He can start afresh in the Cotswolds, can't he? Nobody knows him other than Jane and Masood, who we think is there as well.
Yes. Bear that in mind. I think you're right. I mean, you know, when you've got someone like Mo going around like making caustic comments and really unkind comments about like what happened with Lucy, like that's always going to be there. So yeah, you're right. To get away from Walford, I think was probably the best thing for his mental health and for him to grow as a human being from there.
Yeah,
and I think losing Freddie and Anna is the sort of enough to kick him up the arse and go, enough. I'm out of here. See you later. Yeah. I'm done. So the end of the week, nice one last night, shot of Jane came back into Walford. I was quite pleased to sort of see Jane back in Albert Square. He says goodbye to everybody, hugs them. Cindy sort of watching from the darkness, sort of smugly. Nice little jives between Cindy and Jane just before
nice
she left.
Nice cardigan. I love Cindy. I'm sorry. I know
you do. She's a great character. Brilliant. No, she is a great character. And but it's the point. This week was the first time I was sort of like, oh, I can't wait for you to fall flat on your face. Because sometimes with the soap bitch, you're sort of just like, yeah, go on, queen. Keep doing all this stuff. But
yeah,
like,
keep going. Your time's coming, Cindy.
Bobby,
don't you worry.
When you go for Bobby, I was sort of like, oh, bitch, you're going down.
She is going to be on her own as well when it all kicks off. Because I think when it does kick off, even Junior's going to shun her at some point for something, which is why I'm wondering, is she going to have an affair on Junior as well?
He's going to choose his dad over Cindy, for sure.
Yeah, I think it'll ultimately end like that as well.
Yeah, because I think
sisters are involved as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you had a great bit of insight last week. We were saying, I think those two are just going to like get closer and closer and closer to the point where... The reveal is going to hurt 10 times more because George is going to be like, I thought we were getting closer for you. But I think that's going to be the point where George will ultimately be the one to win Junior's heart over Cindy 100%.
Yeah.
And it's going to leave Cindy completely and utterly out in the cold. And she will blame everybody else.
Literally.
Everybody else, yeah. Everybody
just
else.
Wait until Kathy finds out.
Oh, I can't wait until Kathy finds out. There was that great moment in the kitchen between Cindy and then Kathy this week where Kathy just had a great rant at Cindy, decided to just bring up the affair that she had 30 years ago, had nothing to do with the situation, but sort of pointed out that clearly the apple hasn't fallen far from the tree as far as Anna was concerned and cheating on somebody. It was brilliant. I liked that a lot. So, yeah. Kathy, I cannot wait to see her find out about the Junior thing. If anything, I'm most excited about her reaction because it's going to be really, really satisfying. No Junior's theme for Bobby, which I thought was a bit of a poor show. I would have liked to have seen one with Bobby. Deserved one.
Well, I think that means he's going to come back then, surely, right? If it's not a Julia's theme, it can't be fully over.
No,
right?
Because if Karen can have one and then come back 2 weeks later, Bobby certainly can.
But Bobby should have had one.
Bobby
like
should
100%
have had one.
Should have had one.
Because I think actually, once you've reached that point of like his story kind of hit a full circle at that point in many ways. I would have liked to talk on a lot longer. I have to say, I think this week is sort of like this week was what it was, but I would have
crammed into one week.
Yeah, I loved Bobby, so I would have liked. I wanted more of the Cindy and Bobby dynamic. I think their relationship could have been really interesting, like spread out over a long period of time. When you lose one of the actors, you can't do a lot about that, so it's not exactly anybody's fault, but it kind of happens that way. So, yeah, I think one day Bobby might be back. I really hope he is. I obviously wish Clay Milner Russell all the luck in the world, and yet not that much luck so that he has to come back to EastEnders one day. Yeah.
But do you think Jane might be back for the 40th and with
Maybe.
Masood? Because why didn't
Maybe.
Masood get mentioned? Just so that we can see that Bobby's gonna, have a better time, so to speak. He's got a
Well,
fellow
maybe.
Muslim there, because that was
I don't know.
obviously.
Would you want to live with the man that slept with both your gran and your mum? I think that'd be a bit weird.
Oh, I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's Albert Square. I
Pretty
mean, Bobby's with
much
his brother's
incestuous, isn't it?
sister, so
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
true.
Does it
That's true.
really
Yeah,
matter
Bobby's
in the
going to be like,
grand
yeah, fair
scheme of
play. I
things?
understand that. I understand. We're a fit family. I understand.
See?
There you
Don't
go.
blame you.
No. Gold star this week, Ray.
Oh, I'm. Well, I know who you're. Well,
Who are we going to
Bobby's
give
got to be
yours to?
one of them.
Yeah, surely.
But
Who give
sir,
you?
I'm gonna give mine to Ian, actually.
That's exactly what I was going to do if you'd have said Bobby. Bobby and
There we
Ian
go.
for the gold stars this week. Yeah,
Yeah.
Ian had a great week. Really, really
Surprise
enjoyed
me,
Ian
Ian.
this week.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
this is more of Ian, actually.
Still had some Ian moments in
Yeah,
there, but
of
on
course he did.
the whole,
Of course he
yeah.
did. But it's just every time I see Ian back on screen at the moment, I'm just so glad that he's back.
And he's always got Bobby's back
Yeah.
since he's been back. He's had Bobby's back, so yeah,
Yeah, I just
Ian and
want
Bobby.
more Ian, actually. I think,
Agreed,
obviously,
yeah.
I think, because I think we've pretty much decided that the Cindy, we don't know, but I think we're pretty much decided that the Cindy Junior thing is going to be Christmas, right? So I
We
think that,
think.
I think the Beals are going to have quite a big Christmas. So Ian's going to be on it quite a bit over the coming months. So that's good.
Is it going to be that and the Panesar stuff coming to a
I
head
think
as
so,
well at
yeah.
Christmas? Going to both.
I think the Panasars and the Beals are going to be for Christmas. After that, in the run up to the anniversary, who
We
bloody
still don't
knows?
know.
Still don't know. Still don't know. Right, ladies and gents, Bobby and Ian for the gold stars, and we'll finish our podcast as usual with some comments from you.
So, I've got a comment on Instagram from Sarah Foster who says, I'm so glad Bobby got to leave on his own terms and to finally stand up for himself. But I was sad he didn't make up with Freddie and gutted he didn't get a Julia's theme.
Yeah, so I don't think that's something I was most upset about. I was like, where's the piano? Thank you.
Yeah.
Someone did an edit online that works really, really well with the music as well. So it's up there on Twitter if you want to find it. Someone has edited a Julia's theme into
So we
Bobby's
can have our
exit.
closure.
Yes, we
Yeah.
need our closure.
It just makes me think he's coming back soon
Yeah,
because
I
he's not
hope
had a
so.
Julia's
I
theme.
really, really hope so. If anything, you're the one that's caused this because you were sat there like, there's nothing, does Julia's theme mean nothing these days when Karen came back a few weeks later. So maybe they've taken that on board.
Do you reckon they have to have been in it for like a certain amount of years, like continuously, for him to then go, now you get a Julia's theme?
Maybe you have to. But I would have thought that Bobby, like being a legacy character, would have, and like the fact
Yeah.
that he's quite a well-known character. You know,
True.
I think he would have earned one. I think it would have been appropriate for him to have one. But you know, I suppose not everybody can have one. But
That's what I
I think
mean.
it
Is
would have
it?
suit. I think he would have deserved one myself. But you know, what do I know? Albert Sims. Here's a nice bit of trivia for us. So I thought this was very
Oh.
interesting. Albert Sims, first of all, asked, "I've often been curious. Does the studio have a plot of land set up to look like a cemetery, or do they use an actual existing cemetery and just add a prop headstone while shooting?" And Charlie Edge has replied to that and said, large scenes are filmed in a cemetery in Watford. Smaller scenes are filmed in a little grass patch on the set. Oh, that's quite good. Nice
Oh,
bit of
there we
trivia there.
go.
Obviously, I knew that. Obviously.
I was wondering this though
I
when they
didn't
were
know
filming it.
that. Yeah, no, it's interesting. Like, I kind of assumed that they'd sort of got a field or something, and then they have like a load of tombstones that they sort of wheel out to make it look like a
Yeah.
graveyard. Just stick them in the ground, then take them all
God,
the
that'd
way
be
again.
expensive. They're expensive, aren't they? Headstones and
Yeah,
stuff.
yeah. Well, I
Yeah.
imagine
Not
they're made out
tombs.
of,
Oh,
no, I
no.
imagine they're made out of like polystyrene or something and just painted to look like marble. You can do anything with, like, if you're a clever props person these days, can't you?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. We've got a comment from Luke Gahan who said, did anyone else notice Blondie Atomic playing in the background when Anna was chatting to Freddie? My husband walked past the TV and picked it up and was like, oh dear, whatever's going on here is about to explode. That's why they're playing that song. I think you may be right.
Surprised you didn't
Well
notice that, Ray.
spotted.
DJ Riesler. You all normally notice this sort of thing, don't you?
I always usually spot songs in the background. I did not
Yeah.
spot that, but what I did spot this
Yes.
week was a
Yes.
scene with Bobby and Freddie when
Yes.
Freddie had just found out about Anna being pregnant or not
Okay.
long known, and Daddy Cool was playing in the background, which I
Oh,
thought was quite
nice.
fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that, but
I
yeah.
never noticed that. The only time I ever register the music in the background is if a song comes on that I like, and I'm just so and then I pay more attention to the song because I'm just sort of just going dancing along to the song in the background, disregarding everything that goes on in the scene. Normally, Respect by Erasure. I always listen when that comes on because I love that song. That sometimes comes on in the Vic,
Yeah,
and I'm off.
yeah.
So whatever is going on screen, I'm just sort of like, baby, please give a little resistance to having a great time on the sofa.
The Vic ones are more noticeable when it's to do with the scene, definitely.
Yeah, very often they are, yeah.
But so often, whatever song's playing in the background has got something to do
it's
with
relevant.
The scene that's going on.
Yeah,
I'd love that job. I'd absolutely love that job of pick the song to go in the background of this scene. I'd be there.
You'd be
I'd be
there, wouldn't
there
you?
all day.
Yeah, you'd be
I'm
very good
waiting.
at
We've
that.
not had Fleetwood Mac Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lie. I love it when that's in
Yeah.
background. Like, yeah. We know what's going
Yeah,
on.
you'd be very, very good at that job. Right, that's it then for another week. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to send us any comments, questions, or feedback, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on X and Instagram at E20 After Dark.
Wrong.
If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget
Twitter.
to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Twitter. Yes, you can.
And
Thank
don't
you very
forget
much.
to go on X, because Rob's all over X. He loves a bit of X, don't you?
X, there's no such thing as X. It's a letter. That's all it is. X. Oh, awful name. And don't forget, you can also leave us a review if you like. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts,
Course,
go and stick a
yeah.
review on there. That'd be nice. Just give us your thoughts on there. Only if they're good minds, you know.
Oh yeah, don't leave us a bad review. Don't
You've got
bother
nothing
doing
nice to say,
that.
keep it to yourself. You've got
Just
nothing
give us
nice to
five. If
say.
you want to give us five stars, do that.
That's how it
Okay.
works. Yeah, that's how consumer feedback works. Only tell us if it's good. Yeah. Right. Okay. That's it, ladies and gents. Thank you very much. We'll be back same time next week. I suspect the restuff is going to kick off big time next week. It's just a feeling. I know nothing. It's just a feeling. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.